price, maybe
Blog Talk Radio.
And quantity, let's just say that's pounds per time period, pounds per year. We can see that from buyer one's demand curve, from a price of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds per pound, they don't
want to
buy any
pounds. Can you hear me?
I can hear you good. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. Alhamdulillah.
Right, may Allah bless you with a good lecture. Alhamdulillah. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. Thank you so much. May Allah bless you all too. Waalaikumsalam. Alhamdulillah.
Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamualaikum, as we say in Arabic. Welcome to our Jumu'ah here in Los Angeles, California. I'm your speaker for today, Muhammad Khatib. We are grateful and thankful, as always, to Allah for allowing us to meet the Jumu'ah and for giving us the strength to obey him and to attend the Jumu'ah prayer somewhere. All the Muslims do this all over the world. We're going to go ahead and get started. We're thankful to Allah for allowing us to be in attendance today. And as we know, today is the 13th, 2023. And in the Islamic calendar, this is Jamada, the month of Jamada the second. And the day, I believe, is about the 20th, I apologize. And this is the year 1444. So we have to remember that we are Muslims, so it's only justice to keep up with our culture, Islamic culture. We're going to go ahead and start the talk off by calling the second adhan, and then we'll start the Jumu'ah immediately after that. Thank you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu an Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. Hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah. That means all praise to Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That means with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, or sometimes you hear it said as, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. And Allahu Akbar means God is greater, Allah is greater than anything or anyone. So with that, we're going to go ahead and start off the Jumu'ah prayer by opening up with the Khutbah al-Hajjah. Khutbah al-Hajjah is a statement about our thinking, our way of life, and what Allah has revealed to us, and how what our attitude and spirit should be for opening up any kind of a meeting, an important meeting. And Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to say this. It's for the Jumu'ah prayer. It's called Khutbah al-Hajjah. And it starts as Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Brothers and sisters, we're going to give the English translation of that. And it says, verily, praise be to Allah, or truly, praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness, and we seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds, our own bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can guide. We bear witness that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah alone. He's the one and only. And we bear witness that Muhammad, the prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, is his servant, is Allah's servant and messenger. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, I can't tell you how glorious it is to be Muslim, knowing something about what Allah is doing for us with this way of life. If you know something of what Allah does for you with this way of life, you'll be so happy. It will make you so humble. You'll feel so good. You'll count yourself as being extremely, extremely fortunate. And Allah has a power, all power, and he has agents called angels that he sends to you from time to time. And they have a lot of independence. Allah gives them command, and then they use it in an excellent, most excellent manner. And they come to you from time to time, and they say, fear ye not, nor grieve. Don't be afraid, and don't grieve. Don't worry. Allah sees everything. Allah knows everything, and he sends us to help you and protect you and guard you by his command. And the angels say that we even pray for you. So we are quite fortunate, brothers and sisters, and I want to add that not only are angels invisible, but they are powers that Allah has created. They're not human. They're powers that Allah has created to protect the whole creation and to do whatever he wants them to do in the whole creation. And Allah says in the Holy Quran that the angels never fail in any duty that he gives them. They never fail in their duty because Allah has made them so that they don't fail. They are the beings who do not fail. They don't have sins or any of that. They just do the commands of Allah as he has commanded them. And when you have beings like that looking out for you, who are in your corner, so to speak, when you have beings that that love you, care for you, and protect you, and pray for you, by the will of Allah, you indeed are most fortunate. Only thing we have to do is obey Allah. Only thing we have to do is work as much good as we can. Asana. Allah tells us to work good, as much good as we can. And by doing good, Allah even calls us the doers of good. Muhsin. The doers of good. Muhsin. The doers of good. And Allah is pleased and happy. You please Allah when you do as much good as you can. And we should not be afraid, brothers and sisters, even though we have a big job to do. But Allah has given us the strength. He's given us the strength and the power to do this job, to do the jobs, and to do this job. And we are supported by angels. I believe the word is mudarrafin, means that the angels are in ranks, one after another, supporting each other in supporting whatever Allah wants them to do. So he says he'll send you angels rank on ranks. We are very happy, brothers and sisters. We do, as I was mentioning, have a big job to do. We're on the frontier. In our era, we are the frontiersmen. And you know, the frontier people, those are the ones who don't hang up, brothers and sisters. Frontiersmen, those are the ones who they have to go out where it's wildness and craziness and fear and stress and worry. They have to go out and do what others in the safe zones don't do or can't do. And if you've read anything about American history, if it were not for the certain frontiersmen that went out into the rugged, raw, wild land, untamed land, full of wild animals and poisonous animals and poisonous plants and rugged rivers and roaring rivers and just dangerous conditions, terrible storms. You've probably heard about the tornadoes and all that have been tearing up out in the south, and people have been dying out there, losing their lives. Well, there were times when there was no shelter. There was no safety. If you could find a cave, you might be okay. But most people didn't have the knowledge of how to really shelter. Like now, they got underground bunkers and all that. Don't hang up, brothers and sisters. We're trying to get one of the people in that just called a moment ago. We'll see if we can get them in. Don't hang up. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. Alhamdulillah. So, brothers and sisters, we're fortunate because we were able to get some more people in for Juma, and I advise all of the Muslims to use whatever technology you can to contact other Muslims who can't make it to the Juma so they'll get a chance to hear what we think, what we talk about. Every Muslim knows what we think is that Allah is the greatest, more important than anything or anyone. And what we talk about is what Allah commanded us to do, ordered us to do, wants us to do, is pleased with us doing. And that is following the commands of the Holy Quran that he sent to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who received those commands and lived those commands better than anyone that ever lived on the earth, better than all of the other important people that we know, the messengers of Almighty God, Allah. We salute all of them, and we send peace. We ask Allah to have peace upon all of them. And whenever we mention them, we want to say, peace be on them, or the prayers and peace be upon, especially Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him. But these were the great frontiersmen who were ahead of us. And now in our period, now in our era, we have to do the frontiers work. So we see how wild it is in the society, how disordered and crazy the people have become, how confused they are, how out of sorts, out of order, weakened by the conditions of the society, of the world, fearful, afraid, tired, worn out, stressed out with things going this way and that way and this way and that way. And the Quran calls it a time when things will go hither and thither, flying all over the place. And Allah calls it a time when everything will be in upheaval, social upheaval, moral upheaval. That's what starts it off, is disobedience to Allah, not following the rules of the law, not even following nature anymore. Some people, I've had people get mad at me because they say I like women. Well, I don't like men. Yes, I like women, but I know I can't have more than four. So Allah says in the Holy Quran, Allah has decreed that a Muslim cannot have more than four wives. And so Allah has put it in our nature to like women and want to multiply and have children. Allah has put it in our nature to find a woman appealing and beautiful and sweet and pleasing to our and calming to our mind and our nature and satisfying with her presence. Yes, Allah has made that for us. So we don't follow the world and get so crazy that we don't like women anymore. We don't get so crazy that we prefer men to women. That's sick. We don't have any, as Muslims, we don't have women that prefer women to men. Don't want a man, want a woman. We don't have anything twisted and sick like that. And we, if some people go crazy and get into that mentality, Allah has rules, and they're right in the Holy Quran of how to handle it. Don't follow the world and follow their recommendations, which is nothing but following Satan. Allah says, "In tu akthara man fil ard yudilluka an sabilillahi in yattabi'una illa zalim wa innahum illa yakhrusun." If you were to follow the usual behavior, the common run of the people on earth or in your society, in your land, you will be led away from the way of Allah, because they do nothing but conjecture. They do nothing but lie. They're confused, in other words. They're following the devil. But Allah has written right in the Holy Quran how we are to act. When a man is ready to have the woman, he marries the woman. She accepts to marry him, and they marry. And they bring forth children. Allah says he has caused, scattered like seeds, many men and women to be scattered like seeds and to populate the earth. That's straight out of who? Adam and Eve. Allah brought forth male and female, and he named them Adam. named them Adam. So in other words, they're of the same nature, same good nature, and they weren't the only ones. It was more than that. And Allah brought their mind, their minds from their wild, savage, animal, rebellious animal nature and mentality up into one who would follow his rules and his laws. And Allah called him Adam. There was there was one Adam. And you know how nature is. Allah, all of a sudden, you find that there's more than one. There's a group of them. And Allah said in the Holy Quran, he made a male and female and named them Adam. And he spread them all over the earth. Yes. So brothers and sisters, that's another discussion, but it's a beautiful discussion. And one day we're going to have it more and more in depth. But there were people like what we call people or mankind before Allah turned on the consciousness of Adam, before Allah gave Adam Allah's own knowledge. There were people before, but they were called jinn. Jinn. Mankind. Jinn. So mankind is human and jinn. Man and jinn. Man, human and jinn. Human beings and the fiery jinn. The human being is the nature and the mindset follow rules. It wakes up to follow rules and be able, it has the power to obey. The jinn people are more rebellious. Allah says in the Quran, he created them first. So the human beings, the human consciousness came forth after the wildness and the rawness of the frontier life. Yes, alhamdulillah. We'll talk about it again sometime, inshallah, sometime soon, because people are asleep to what their true nature is. Our nature is not wild rebellion and have no guidelines. Allah has created in his revelation, he put in his revelation, he has created thinking where we would know answers. And Allah has evolved mankind to the point that he has put all the answers in our hands or in our presence, in our minds, in our hearts, in our way of life. And Allah says about the final installation or installment, the final installment of revelation was called Quran. And we have it. And Allah says about the Quran, لَا يَعْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا جِئْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا, that there is no question, no question about truth, except that Allah reveals the truth of it, the purity of it, the information about it, the reality of it, and he explains it in detail. That there's no question that you could ask as a created being. There's no concern that you can have except that Allah has revealed the truth about it, about that matter, and the best explanation so that your mind for sure understands. We have a chapter in the Holy Quran called Fusilat. And Fusilat means explained in detail. So not only did Allah give us a verse that addresses that, we have a whole chapter and places all over, actually the whole Quran. One of its names is Fusilat. Excuse me, I almost forgot. The Quran itself is called explained in detail, the book that is explained in detail. So brothers and sisters, I'm about to get so happy and excited here. I can understand the Christians shouting and stuff, but I can't understand them kicking over bitches and tearing all their clothes off. We're not going to go like that. But what we are going to do is we're going to be so happy and thrilled that Allah has revealed the reality to us, and we're going to use our intelligence and use the divine message, the divine words that he has given us in the Holy Quran. And we're going to teach that, preach that all over the world, all of our life. The first thing Allah had the angel Gabriel, peace be upon him, say to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first commandment Gabriel brought from Allah to Adam is Ikra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord who created you. Read in the name of your Lord who created everything. And it not only means read, it means recite. It means to live it
to recite it, to live it, to remember it, to think about it, to study it, discover, learn, and teach it and preach it. Live it. Be an example of it.
Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's called the best example that ever lived. Khayr Mursaleen, the best of all of the messengers, the best of all of the leaders that was sent to lead mankind. From Adam all the way through all of Adam's relatives, sons. We call them prophets. We call them messenger. Moses, Jesus, Abraham, Noah. You know, Jacob, Job, you know the name, Yusuf Joseph of Egypt, Jesus, I said Jesus, John the Baptist, you know the names, Abraham the son, Ishmael, I mentioned them, I didn't mention Ishmael, peace be upon all of them, and Muhammad is the final one, and the reason that Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, is the final one. It's because no messengers are needed after him. He did a job so well, so perfectly, that no other messengers are needed after him. He's called Khayr Mursaleen, the best of all of the messengers, and he's also called the seal of the prophets. One of his attributes is that he is the completion of what Allah wants mankind to be. And we follow him. We follow his model. He's the one that has the best reputation and best example to be followed. He's the example of what Allah wants from a human being. One of his attributes is that he is hasana, that he is hasan. The best is good, and that he is the best in character, that Muhammad is the best in character. And so we follow that character. His character is so clean and so pure that there's no other messenger or anyone to come after him to do a better job than him. So we follow him. Allah has decreed this for us, and we are so blessed to have it. We are so blessed to have him, and we are so blessed to have what he brought and that we now have in our hands as an example of how to behave as human beings. Allah didn't just leave us to wonder what it was all about. He gave us a whole way of life. Call it al-Islam. This is Islamic teachings, Islamic culture. And we have all of the rules in there. All of the messages. Allah says in the Holy Quran, he's given us all of the answers. So what I quoted to you earlier, we follow the truth. And we follow the best explanation of the truth that was given by Muhammad. And the best explanation is even in his being of how he lived it. They said that if you saw him, you saw the revelation. When you saw him, you saw the Holy Quran, the revelation, the final revelation. When you looked at him, you saw it in his person as well as in his words. And he said himself, if you will follow what Allah has revealed and my example of it, you will never go astray. Call his example his sunnah. If you follow the book of Allah, his revelation, if you follow the revelation of Allah and my sunnah or live in the book of revelation, you will never go astray. And that's what I intend to do, is to be one who does not go astray. And we're gonna make sins. We're going to make big mistakes. But Allah says if you call on him, he will forgive you. He said he has forgiveness greater than your sins, bigger than your sins, more far-reaching. His forgiveness is more far-reaching than any sin you could possibly do. You're only a little big thing. I know we think we're so great. We think we're so wonderful. We're so handsome. We're so beautiful, whatever. I'm so rich. I'm so powerful. But Allah is greater and more important than creation. Little specks on earth. If you just fly up a mile or two in the air, you can't even recognize the person. You can't even recognize them. That's only 5,000 feet. A mile, 5,000, 200 and something, 5,000 feet. You can't even see the face no more. So, brothers and sisters, you need to come off of our so-called high horse with being arrogant, conceited, and realize that we need to be humble. So Allah has given us this religion so that we will learn to keep faith in him, obey him, to be humble, to bow down sincerely to Allah, and to follow the religion as he has revealed it to the messenger of Allah. So we believe in Allah and we believe in his messenger. That's the first principle of our religion. Sometimes we call them pillars. We have five pillars. But the first principle is to have faith in Allah. We call it Iman Allah. Faith in Allah and faith in his messenger. But Muhammad is a human being and Allah is the creator. And Muhammad is a servant of Allah. So we believe in Allah and his messenger, but we worship Allah. We don't worship Muhammad. Then we pray to Allah five times a day to show our humility, to show our discipline and our willingness to obey Allah and to do everything he wants us to do exactly how he wants us to do it. And Muhammad demonstrated that. So when we follow the demonstration of Muhammad, then peace be upon him, then we are obeying Allah. We're obeying Allah. Muhammad is closer to Allah than anybody that ever lived in the creation. Prayers and peace be upon him. Muhammad is. So we do what Muhammad did. We pray five times a day at stated times, early in the morning before the sun comes up, right after the noon time, high noon, right after the high noon. We pray in the early afternoon, mid-afternoon. We pray in there just as the sun goes down in the Maghrib prayer, and in the nighttime, we got a nighttime prayer. So that's, we got five times during the day that we pray. They got names. Yeah, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Everything in our religion is explained in detail. Explained in detail. Usilat. Brothers and sisters, we are the Muslims. So Allah has given us this religion, this religion is religious instruction. He's given us this way of life called al-Islam, which means a submission to Allah, to surrender to Allah, to do things the way Allah wants you to do them, not like you want to do them your own self. People in this society be trying to do their own thing, and they mess up every time. They mess up bad. If they don't mess up sooner, they'll mess up later. And they mess up, if they don't mess up a little, they'll mess up real bad. The people on death row don't intend to be there. They don't want to be there. They make every excuse they can come up with not to be on death row and to be able to get out after they've done some horrendous things. And then what do the people say? May God have mercy on your soul. But they're not letting you out because man is not most merciful, but Allah is most merciful. I'd rather have the forgiveness of Allah than to be worrying about getting out of or getting away from anything. I'd rather have the forgiveness of Allah. But also, brothers and sisters, Allah tells us to avoid sins and crime. He tells us to avoid it. So wherever you are, be good. Wherever we are, be good. Allah said in the Holy Quran, we got to be the people that the angels take in a state of purity. The angels come to you at your death, and you need to be in a state of purity. Then you're going to be taken straight to Allah, and Allah is going to ask you about what you learned during your life. We're supposed to be learning the Holy Quran, practicing the Holy Quran. Ramadan's coming up soon. Ramadan is a month in which it's the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. It's the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. We call it the lunar calendar. It's not a moon calendar, excuse me. And all the Muslims know that the Holy Quran, our book, or that revelation, it wasn't in book form at first, that revelation began to be revealed in the month of Ramadan on a night that was called the Night of Power. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, went away from out in the city, and he went up into the mountains because he wanted to meditate, be alone, think, pray, another state of existence besides what he, he saw every day down in Mecca, which made him miserable. Don't the society looking at these people and watching how they act, how they talk, how they think, how they behave, doesn't it make you kind of miserable? Aren't they in a sad state, a nasty state? Aren't they in a wicked state? I'm talking about high and low. I know we see it on the streets. I know we see it in the movies and on TV and in the commercials and in the news. I know we see them doing weird, strange, stupid stuff they think is funny or a joke. But it's not only happening in the low areas. It's happening in the highest areas all over the world. Some of the biggest criminals are their leaders, doing all kinds of crimes against humanity, locking up righteous people, killing people by the thousands and hundreds of thousands, and creating senseless wars. The media, no help, talking so much violence and making so many movies about violence and carrying so many old fables and history about elevating the criminals, putting the syndicates and the mafias and the cartels and glorifying them instead of trying to tamp down all that foolishness and be against corruption in society. The media in this society, they promote corruption, and they do it in many and most of the other societies, especially European societies on the earth. They are united in their willingness to promote crime and sin, and disgrace, nudity, homosexuality, theft, gambling, drunkenness, you know, drug use, violence, rape. Sometimes I don't even want to say these things. I don't want to say these things. I don't want to, in other words, sometimes I don't want to even bring them to your attention. But they must be exposed. I heard one of our great leaders say one time. In fact, I heard my last leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, say about how so much corruption is in this society. And how we as, he's the one who was talking about the frontier. We're on this frontier where we have to continuously go out among all the violence and the gunfire and the craziness in society. It's wilder than the natural frontier. It's wilder than the natural woods will ever be in this society. And keep preaching the message of hope, a message of righteousness, a message of obedience to Almighty God Allah, according to what the Holy Quran says, because the Quran is the whole truth and nothing but the truth, not broken up, not violated, never been changed, haven't been tampered with. Like, you know, they have made a disgrace out of some of the things some of the beliefs that people have about the Bible. They've made a disgrace out of some of the beliefs. Yes, they have. About saying things like some of the prophets went with their daughters, some of the prophets killed their friends to get their wives, and how, just it's questionable things, confusing things. We don't give a list of so many generations that you can't keep up with them, and you know, and trying to figure out all of the confused information in there. The Quran is a small book, very clear, all clear, purified, and purifying. Did you know that some of the verses that Allah said in the Holy Quran, that not just some of the verses, the whole book is a book of healing. That's one of his names, is a book of healing, book of purity, a book that has no doubt in it, a book that brings you to your senses. It's clear. It's a clear book, and it carries the intelligence straight from Allah, Allah's own words, good news. Those are some of the names of the Holy Quran. The warning, the book that warns you against corruption. Those are some of the names of the Holy Quran. It's time for us to wake up and realize that Allah's
the Holy Quran, he has given it to us to be our scripture forever. No doubts in it. No King James or any of these criminals and false ones who were claiming they were following the Bible, but at the same time going to other lands, Africa and America, India and places like that, and attacking the people that were there. The Holy Quran is the book of truth. The book of faith is the command of Allah. We can live the Quran. It brings you good tidings, good news. It's the glorious scripture. It is unassailable. Allah said, that it is a book that where falsehood cannot approach it from before, behind, or from any direction. Falsehood cannot penetrate. It cannot access the Quran. Falsehood cannot. It cannot assail the Quran. There's no language, no words. There's no will in the devil. There's no will in the devil's followers that can attack the Quran, obliterate the Quran, change the Quran, debase the Quran. None of that. It is the honored book, the exalted book. Its language and its spirit is higher than anything that exists on the earth. It puts it to shame because we find all kinds of fallacies in what they're talking about, but we find nothing but light and truth and honor and dignity in the Holy Quran. It's time for us to wake up, brothers and sisters. Don't let this society frighten you. The Holy Quran connects you directly with Allah. Those are his own words. One of the names of the book is the firm handhold. Allah says, hold on to his rope. His handhold is strong. He says that when you become his friend, that he becomes the hand that you strike with, you walk with. This is the holiness that we should not fail in hoping for and living as much as we can. Brothers and sisters, this clear message will save us. Clear guidance. The Quran was revealed during the month of Ramadan for our guidance. Prophet Muhammad, prayer and the peace be upon him, is our guide in following and how to follow the words of Allah that he revealed in the Holy Quran. Allah revealed it in the Holy Quran, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best follower of the Holy Quran, the example of the Holy Quran in his own person and in his speech and in his whole life. Alhamdulillah. So just like he had to guide the whole world, we have to help him by following him and trying to be an example of his example, and then illuminate our area, project our ideas, our thinking, our ways onto everybody else. That's what you're here for. That's why you've got a body, to let the spirit of the Lord, Allah, be in your being. And then see how to do that, because we do have the model in Muhammad. Peace and blessing be upon him. Let's do that. It's easy. These people are a pushover. They are a pushover. Number one is Allah said in the Quran, they can't even see you. They see you, but they don't see you. They see a physical representation, but they don't know what that package holds. It holds the divine spirit of Allah, just like our father Adam did. And what Allah put in him changed the whole world. There was leaves and plants and fish and animals and all that, clouds and all that before. But when Allah put his own words, his own spirit into Adam, Adam became the man. That's what we call him, right? The first man. The human being. And he changed the course of mankind from a bunch of ruffians and wild people. And you don't have to look like a caveman to be a wild person, a savage, or a djinn. A fire-headed, hot-headed people, they got them now. They wear nice suits, $1,000 suits, $2,000 suits, I guess. Big old houses, big old buildings. People that they command to manufacture and to create products for them. They can make all kind of, by the will of Allah and permission of Allah, they can make all kinds of gadgets and vehicles, underwater vehicles, flying vehicles, vehicles that take them out of space. I heard that there's, I think it's three astronauts that are stuck up there because they had some failures to reach them with a vehicle they were sitting up there. And then, so now they got to wait 3 or 4 months or so until they send help up there to get them out of there. They got to stay some extra time up in space. Allah lets people do that. That's no big deal. But how many of them can bow down and be the humanity that Allah wants in us? None of them are better than Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, even though they have millions and trillions of dollars, millions and billions of followers, run governments. You got presidents. We had a president in this country one time. He was in a wheelchair, but he was running a war all around the world, running a whole World War II, but he's sitting in a wheelchair. So that shows you the consciousness. Once Allah puts his mind, his ideas, his truth, his reality, his purity, his intellect, his spirit inside of you, inside of your vessel, you could do all kinds of good things. Better get busy. So don't go out there scared. They can't see you. They only can be influenced by you and affected by you if you would do it. That's why Allah tells us, Iqra, to read and to recite, to learn, to discover, and to lead. Leadership started. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being given that knowledge. Leadership started with Adam, but it wasn't the final leadership or the most accomplished leadership. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most accomplished leadership that ever lived, and he is the son of Adam. All of the messengers are. All of the prophets are. Peace be upon them. But Muhammad was the best. Khairul mursaleen. Brothers and sisters, he's our messenger. He's the one that's closest to us. So we have a wonderful opportunity to read all about, and we have more information about Muhammad than we have about any other messenger that ever lived, including Jesus, Moses, Abraham. I got a Bible, though. Well, go ahead and read it then. You ain't going to come out ahead of the Muslims who have the Quran because King James is tampering with your Bible. And all kinds of ruffians and criminals and fake leaders and false prophets ever since. Bible itself says there's a bunch of false prophets out there. We ain't trying to tell you nothing except you should follow what's making us successful. We are obviously successful. We're the most prayerful people on the earth. United prayer, group prayer, 24 hours a day somewhere on the earth. The Muslims are gathered together to bow down to the creator of the heavens and the earth and thank him, to be grateful to the creator, and to follow what he has ordered for us. Billions are doing that each and every, like a friend of mine, I don't have to say the last word, day. I say that to them, and they say day. Yes, we do more charity as a group. 24 hours a day somewhere on the earth, the Muslims are gathered together and given charity. They are ordered by the idea that's in the minds of all of us to obey Allah and give charity to someone. Give charity to someone need, someone in need. Help the people. Help the person that's down in the dirt, nasty, dirty alley people. Help them. Go by and throw them out a tarp or a blanket or something so they won't be as cold. Maybe that will strike their consciousness and help them wake up. Help them say, you know what? It's too cold to be out here. I'm going to get myself together. Everything you do for the people has an influence and an effect on them and on you, because Allah says that every single deed you do is being seen and being rewarded. I hope you take heed to what we're talking about. I hope all the Jumas talk like this, so we can have a big, gigantic, make this big, gigantic movement move as it should move. Feed the people. Invite the people to a way of life that will get them out of the alleys. Get them back on their feet. Tell them about Al-Islam. Tell them about our truth, true history. Not no bunch of baby stories about people running around and getting on the boat and floating around and catching mosquitoes and flies and then save the whole world. Giraffes, gorillas. That wasn't a story about, a baby story about gathering animals. It was a story about leading wild-minded people into humanity, into being better human beings. Somewhere on the earth, all day, 24 hours a day, somewhere on the earth, every Muslim is thinking about the month of Ramadan and the fasting and the fact that the Holy Quran was revealed. And everywhere on the planet, all day, everywhere on the planet, someone is reciting some good, perfect idea that is found in the Holy Quran. Yeah, that would make you the smartest people on earth. Absolutely. Don't listen to these people talking about they God chosen people. They're not smart. They're intelligent. And they're doing all kinds of wicked things, trying to and punishments and all kinds of hardships on you, trying to force you into obeying them. You heard about the children of Israel over there killing up a bunch of Palestinians. Mm-hmm. Taking all the property, all the land. Where are they going to live at? Oppressing them every day, shooting them down, lying to the world about them, forcing them not be able to put down any kind of roots at all. One person do something, they might go and kill the whole block, tear their houses down, bulldoze their houses, drop a bomb on them anytime they want to. That's what the children of Israel are doing right now. That's why Jesus said they were the children of the devil. They claim to be chosen. They're chosen for hell. That's what they're getting. That's what they're going to get. That's what they're going to get. We may not see it in the life of this world, but Allah promises. He said even if they lived 1,000 years, they would still be up for due punishment, the punishment that they're due. And they don't want nobody to tell you about this. This ain't just a physical matter, because they could make more bombs than us. But it's definitely a spiritual matter. It's a divine matter. And what Allah has promised, it will come to pass. But don't worry about it. Just do the best you can and warn everybody else. Tell them to stay away from the devil. Allah tells us to do that. It says right in the Quran, do not follow Satan's footsteps. Brothers and sisters, we are so fortunate to be Muslims. We pray. We fast. Somewhere on the whole planet, we're, as a group, giving more charity than anybody else on the planet. We're one-fourth of the planet. We're one-fourth of the planet, but we're doing better than all of the other three-fourths of the planet. 25% is outdoing 75% of the people. Allah's made us, he's commanded us to obey, and we obey, and that's our status. Tum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas. You are the best people evolved for the benefit of mankind, brought forth for the benefit of mankind, enjoying what is right, forbidding what is wrong, and believing in Allah. That's what makes us so strong. That's why our 25% shines, gloriously shines better than the other 75% of the people of the world. Allah says, you took all of them, all of the people of the world, they cannot produce one glorious verse of the Quran. That's how weak they are. Those other 75% of them got together and said, I'll make some verses better than what y'all are talking about. Allah challenged them over 1,000 years ago to do it, and they haven't done it. They can't do it. It's impossible. That's why Allah, for every word, every letter, the word can have 3, 4, 5, 10, 12 letters in it. But Allah says for every letter of the Quran, he's going to give you 10 blessings. For every letter of the Quran that you recite, that you learn, that you teach, you're getting blessings for it. studying words. We're learning verses. We're learning chapters. There's 114 chapters in the Holy Quran. We got people who know all of them, know all the words in every chapter. We have millions and millions. We have hundreds of millions of Muslims, because you know there's 2,000 million of us. We have hundreds of millions of Muslims around the world who know every single letter in the Holy Quran by heart. In all 114 chapters, they know all of the words and the letters. All praise to Allah. We're going to go into the second part of the talk of the Juma meeting today. And inshallah, we'll come back and talk about a little bit, just to mention, the fourth and fifth pillars or principles of the religion. The fourth one being the fasting of the month of Ramadan, and the fifth one being the pilgrimage or the journey, the travel to Mecca, where the Kaaba, the house of Allah, is located, built by Abraham and his son Ishmael, peace be upon them. So, brothers and sisters, don't hang up. Peace and blessings be upon you. And we're going to come back in just a moment. Alhamdulillah, that means all praise to Allah. Assalamu alaikum, that means peace be unto you. Alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. So, brothers and sisters, we thank Allah. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala al-khair mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And that means praise be to Allah and peace and blessings be upon this messenger Muhammad and his family and his companions and all of the believers the world over, and that Muhammad is the best of all of the messengers. And we thank Allah for him and thank Allah for this religion, Al-Islam, Al-Islam. Thank Allah for making us the Muslim people, submitters, the Muslim people, submitters to the way of Allah, the commands of Allah, the will of Allah. Brothers and sisters, we mentioned that we want to talk about the fourth pillar of the religion, which is called fasting. Fasting in the month of Ramadan, we're fasting because us in the Holy Quran, the fasting teaches us self-restraint, teaches us to control ourselves. So Allah revealed the fasting because we're thankful to him for giving us this way of life called Al-Islam and for giving us the Holy Quran, the words of Allah, began to be revealed during the month of Ramadan on the night that's called the night of power. The night of power. It's not called the night of power for nothing. It's the night of power. The night when Allah did us a huge favor by giving us, starting this revelation to Prophet Muhammad, giving him the revelation, starting it off, and making him the one who is now our leader in opening up here. Any place we go, we're bringing this light of truth with us, and we're opening up the way so that the people can see. We're just like the frontiersmen who went out into the wild woods and forest in any land and began to map out those lands and tackle any problems and adversities found in those lands. And they were determined. They were determined people, and that's who we are. We want to ask Allah to bless us to be the most determined people that ever lived, because we are led by the man who was the most determined man that ever lived, and his name is Muhammad, the receiver of the Holy Quran, the guidance that shows us clearly which way to go. And that's the way that the Creator wants us to go. And that's the way we obey the Creator, by we do what he asks us to do. We go the way he wants us to go. And we don't just follow our own will. We follow the will of the Creator, and his name, his proper name is Allah, the one who is all-knowing, all-wise, sees everything, hears everything. He knows it before you even can think it. He knows what's going on inside of you and outside. Whether you reveal it or you hide it, he knows what's going on with you. And so we want to follow Allah. He is the most gracious, the most high, the creator of everything that exists. He is the before and the after. He is the one who is everywhere all the time at the same time, and it costs him no distance. It costs him no fatigue. It costs him no time or any of that. Oh, praises to Allah, the most high, creator of everything that exists.
He is our Lord. And the only thing we should do is bow down humbly. Bow down to Allah. Give up that foolishness and bow down to Allah and ask Allah to forgive us and strengthen us and help us forever. Then we'll be okay, brothers and sisters. But if we don't obey Allah, we'll have problems over and over and over again. If we would just do what Allah asks us to do, we'll be safe. So, brothers and sisters, we mentioned that we fast during the month of Ramadan, the 30-day fasting. And we read the whole Holy Quran so we can make sure that we know exactly what Allah wants us to do. Because every letter, every word in the Holy Quran is pure and perfect. It's health, it's guidance, it's healing. It is illumination. If we submit to it, we get guided. And the last pillar, or the fifth pillar of our religion, we call it principles also, the fifth principle of our religion is to visit the house of Allah in the holy city of Mecca in Arabia that was built by Prophet Abraham and Prophet Ishmael, his son, thousands and thousands of years ago. It has been preserved and had more structure added to it. The grounds of the Kaaba, the grounds of that house, can hold over 1 million people at the same time. I think I've heard that it can hold 2 million, but I know for sure I've read that it can hold 1 million. And we thank Allah for his guidance and his mercy and his help. We thank Allah for giving us that house. All of the Muslims, it's so important that all of the Muslims, that house is so important that all of the Muslims face that house when we pray. And we call on Allah, we call on Allah sincerely, asking him to forgive us and help us and strengthen us and guide us and show us the right way and let us be loyal, let us be truthful, let us be honest, let us be strong, let us be courageous in obeying him and submit ourselves to him, our whole selves to him. Whether we live or die, whether it costs us our lives or whatever, let us sincerely obey Allah and do everything we're supposed to do in the life of this world and be strong and fierce against the unbelievers. But be good to each other. All praise is due to Allah. So we go there once in a lifetime if the journey is affordable. And if we're in good health, we go there and we visit that house. All of the Muslims, all over the world, day and night, are facing that house when they pray. Every Juma, all of the Muslims, every Friday, all of the Muslims are told to come together in congregation and to face that house when we pray together. Every Friday, all of the Muslims stop what they're doing. They stop what they're doing. And they come together in huge, huge groups. 2,000 million people stop what they're doing that 24-hour period and pray to Allah, face the Kaaba, pray to Allah to forgive us and help us, and thank Allah, thanking Allah for saving us and strengthening us and showing us the right way and letting us be Muslims. All praise to Allah. Brothers and sisters, we're going to close. And I want to say to you, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. That means truly Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. O you who believe, do you likewise? And give him a great salute. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring. Give us wives and children who will be a comfort to our eyes and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama salaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidu Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim til alamin innaka Hamidu Majid. And that means, oh Allah, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Muhammad, as you did exalt Abraham and his family and followers. And, O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did bless Ibrahim and his followers. So surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything we may have done that transgressed our duty. Blot out our faults and have mercy upon us and establish our feet firmly and give us strength against those who stand against faith. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan Wafil akhirati hasadatan wa kina zabana. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Amen. Akimus salat, that means standing for prayer. The one who called the adhan, that sounds like the, when we begin, it sounds like a song. Well, he's also going to call what we call the akama, which means stand up for prayer. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayyala al-salah, hayyala al-salah, hayyala al-falah, hayyala al-falah. Qad kamal al-salah, qad kamal al-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And stout, that means make your line straight. This is Salatul Jumu'ah, or the Jumu'ah prayer, and it's two rak'ahs, or two units of prayer. We're going to pray it together. Make sure your line is straight, and make sure you're standing close together. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولا آمن أهل الكتاب إلا كان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون الله أكبر جميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدوني الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين الحمد لله رب العالمين تكبير الله أكبر تكبير الله أكبر تكبير الله أكبر Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We really appreciate you joining us today, and we ask Allah's blessings, mercy, blessings be upon all of those who are ill, and that Allah would have mercy upon them and forgive them their sins and bless all of the believers the world over and strengthen their family so they can return to their family. And those who have passed on, we ask Allah's mercy upon them, forgiveness, have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins, and admit them into paradise. Ameen. And we hope that you would have a good situation in your family, brothers and sisters, and work hard to do the best thing that you can do. Allah says that you might have heard me say it, that wama khalaqtu al-insani wal-jinni wal-insani illa liya'buduni. That Allah says he has not created jinn or men except for his worship and service. So we cannot allow these unbelievers and disrespectful people to dominate us. Do not let Shaitan's crowd dominate us in the life of this world with their drunkenness and their evil and their arrogance and their disbelief. So let's be strong and do the best that we can. And inshallah, we'll speak to you soon. Our religion is more than strong enough to protect us from anything that we fear. But Allah said in the Holy Quran, it is best that you fear him, not anything else. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah. We appreciate the Blog Talk Radio for supporting us through the years. And may Allah bless you all, Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad and his staff. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum.